Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. The Father, may the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ enlighten the eyes of our hearts that we may know what is the hope that belongs to our call. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions. He said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord, even of the Sabbath.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Boys and girls, on February 12th, Fort Smith will host the True Grit Marathon, and I plan on running it. I'm running it in order to raise money for Trinity Junior High, and because I love this school more than I love my knees. There's actually a group of people who are running with me, about 20 or so, and I call them my marathon minions. And it includes some of your parents. For example, Hunter Criswell's dad is running. And Eve Gilker's mom is running. And Mr. Edwards is running, even though he doesn't know it yet. You're welcome to run with us, any of the students, if you think you can handle being a marathon minion. But first, talk to your parents. And then, talk to your knees. You don't have to run the full marathon. That would be 26.2 miles. You could do the half, which is obviously 13.1 miles. Or you could form a four-man team and do a relay where each person has to only run 5 or 6 miles. I would love to run with you and see if you can keep up with this old priest. You know, you can learn a lot of life lessons by running a marathon. For instance, all good relationships, whether it's a friendship, it's a family, sports teams, even marriages, are more like a marathon than like a 100-yard dash. In a 100-yard dash, all you have to do is just give it all you have and run as fast as possible for 100 yards. And you know the race will be over soon, like Usain Bolt does. That's easy. Anybody can do that. But in a marathon, you have to be patient, not come out too fast. You must pace yourself. You have to know your own weaknesses and limitations. In every marathon, you will sooner or later hit what they call the wall. The wall. A moment in which you feel complete exhaustion, both physically and emotionally. You will simply want to give up, and you cannot go on. This usually happens around mile 20. Remember, a marathon is 26.2. And so experienced marathoners often say, the real marathon starts at mile 20. Anybody can run 19 miles. The real marathon starts at mile 20. All human relationships also have a wall where we want to give up on other people and on ourselves. But that's when the real friendship, the real basketball team, and the real marriage starts. In the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, with which Mr. Johnston read so nicely, the ancient author says that we should kind of have a marathon mentality when it comes to our relationship with Jesus. That relationship is called discipleship. And it too has a wall that we eventually hit. So Hebrews says, encouraging us like a marathon coach, we earnestly desire that you not become sluggish, that you not get tired and give up, but rather be imitators of those who, through faith and patience, who pace themselves, are inheriting the promises. And a little later, he even describes Jesus as the forerunner to drive home the point about running a spiritual marathon. In other words, sooner or later, we hit the wall in being a disciple of Jesus. We're exhausted. We doubt our faith. We're bored at Mass. We want to give up on the Lord. But remember what the experienced marathoners say. That's when the real race begins. Anybody can do it up to that point. And that's when real discipleship begins. This wall looms especially large in our lives at two decisive moments in our marathon with Jesus. First, in our teens and 20s, we hit the wall. Do you have any siblings, older brothers or sisters in high school or college who don't go to church anymore? Why is that? They've hit the wall. But now their real relationship with Jesus is beginning. The second time is in our 40s. Do you know any adults in their 40s who are struggling with their relationships, with marriage, with their jobs, with their faith? Don't worry, I'm 47. I've had plenty of similar struggles myself. But they've hit the wall. They feel exhausted. They think they can't go on. But now, the real relationship has begun. In a sense, you could say that we are all marathon minions, whether we like it or not. We're all running a marathon in life. Every good and meaningful relationship is more like a marathon than a 100-yard dash. And to run a successful marathon, you have to be patient. You cannot come out too fast. You must pace yourself. You must know your own weaknesses and limitations. And when you hit the wall, which you will sooner or later, just remember, that's when the real relationship has begun. Praised be Jesus Christ.